is the Talking Tigers Podcast, presented by the Alabama Department of Public Health. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Protect yourself and others against COVID and flu. For more information, visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM. Here's Andy Burcham with another Talking Tigers Podcast.
She was the anchor when Auburn Gymnastics beat Alabama for the first time in 36 years. Caitlin Atkinson was part of the most recent Tiger Trail class, joining Cliff Ellis, Keo Spikes, and Casey Cooper. Now Caitlin Atkinson Tomlin, she was the SEC Gymnast of the Year in 2016 and multi-year All-American. As a matter of fact, she was the first freshman to be named an All-American in school history. In 2015, she set the Auburn record with a 39.750 in the all-around against Alabama in Birmingham. Caitlin now spends her time as a physical therapist assistant on the Space Coast in Florida. Caitlin Atkinson Tomlin is featured in this Talking Tigers podcast, brought to you by Alabama Public Health.
Welcome in on the Talking Tigers podcast. Very glad to have with us one of the newest members of the Tiger Trail, downtown Auburn. She was Caitlin Atkinson when she competed at Auburn, now Caitlin Tomlin. And she joins us on the Talking Tigers podcast. War Eagle.
War Eagle, thank you for having me.
What was your response, Caitlin, when you found out that you would be among those that would be inducted into the Tiger Trail in downtown Auburn?
A little bit of shock. I was not expecting it. I read the email and I had to kind of read it a few times to understand what that really meant. And I was like, wait, that means my name's going on the sidewalk forever submitted in Auburn history. So I was pretty stoked, excited, kind of all the emotions.
Who was the first person you called when you learned of this honor?
So I told my husband first. Of course, he gets to know everything first. And then I let my mom know, and then my in-laws were the first to know, and then kind of spread the news from there.
Caitlin, let's talk a little bit about your career at Auburn. When did gymnastics start for you? How early of an age was it when you were tumbling or actually started to compete in gymnastics?
Yeah, so I started gymnastics, actually, oddly enough, April 1st, 1999. So I was 4.5 years old to the day. I was always running around, jumping on anything, climbing on anything that you could imagine. And my parents said, we have to do something with this energy. And so they put me in gymnastics. And within a year's time, I was already competing on competitive team, waiting until I was old enough to compete.
Do you remember your first competition where there was actually judging and numbers and that type of thing?
Vaguely, I remember because I had to wait for, because I was about 5, maybe 6 years old. I had to wait until my birthday to be able to be old enough to compete. So I vaguely remember like being annoyed that I had to wait to compete when everybody else got to, but I don't exactly remember the full competition.
When did you realize, when did your parents, when did others realize that gymnastics is something that could carry you through college?
Yeah, I think it wasn't until I started kind of going into the elite world, which is the Olympic level, and I did okay. I wasn't great at that level. And I think we kind of started to realize that the Olympics weren't really an option for me. I wasn't at that caliber. And so we started kind of looking into college. And so maybe between the ages of like 12 or 13, we kind of started to really realize that this was another route that I could take to further pursue my career and grow further as a gymnast.
Before you were recruited by Auburn, what did you know about Auburn and Auburn gymnastics?
I actually knew absolutely nothing about Auburn. I had never heard of Auburn, which is interesting because the year I committed was the year that we won the national championship in football. So I was actually recruiting by Jeff Graba. He was recruiting me from Utah at the time, and I didn't really want to go anywhere cold. And he got the coaching job at Auburn, sent me the stuff, and I kind of saw the gym, and I started to fall in love with just the process. And then I visited, and the rest was history.
I noticed when you had your hand up, are those championship rings?
Yes.
All right. Go through the rings, if you would, for us, please.
Okay. So, well, of course, we've got my, not championship rings, but my wedding rings.
Your husband would think it's a championship, though. Yeah. Right?
This one is from my freshman year. So I made it to nationals as an individual, and I became an All-American on vault. So that was this ring. I didn't get to finish the competition because I got injured. So didn't get to finish the competition. This one is my Super Six ring. So that was my junior year. We qualified to nationals for the first time as a team in quite some time. And we actually made Super Six and got to compete for a national championship. We broke, I think it says, we broke 52 records that year. So that was a pretty spectacular year. And then this one, I got to face the wrong way. This one is from my senior year when we were regional champions, which was, I believe, the first time we had done that in program history. And we qualified back to nationals. So that was our first back-to-back qualification to nationals. So that was a great way. And that was the year also that we beat Bama. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that night here in just a little bit. Who else was in that class that was being recruited in 2010 that turned out to be such an important class in the development of Auburn gymnastics?
Yeah, so there were quite a few of us. So it was myself, and then we had Kate Clues, who was amazing. We had Lexis Demers. We had Kelsey Kopek, who ended up redshirting, so she graduated a year later. Yeah, I think those were the four that. And then we had Kara Koster. She kind of got injured and wasn't able to complete her career there.
I talk with Coach Graba weekly during the season. And one of the things that he's talked about for a number of years, and you've already alluded to it a little bit, is the injury part of gymnastics. Because you think of gymnastics and it's not, you know, it's not contact with somebody else. Kind of take us behind the scenes. Give us an idea for those of us that have never and will never compete in gymnastics, just the toll that it takes on a body throughout a career and throughout a season in college gymnastics.
Yeah, it's quite a bit. So most days we're always in the training room doing rehab, protective care, nursing an injury. So most of the time we're battling anywhere from 2 to 3 minor injuries, sometimes major injuries that we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And it can vary week to week. It can be a shoulder and then the knee and then the hip and the back. So it kind of varies week to week. Obviously the pounding events, so floor and vault, are pretty impactful on the lower body, the ankles. Actually, my last 3 years that I competed, I actually dealt with a stress fracture in my foot and had to manage that. So I was in and out of a boot, in and out of the training room. Janet Taylor did an amazing job rehabbing me and coming up with a plan with Dr. Goodlett to make sure I was healthy enough for postseason and the end of season to get me through. So I was always battling something. Janet Taylor is one of my favorite people. She's the reason that I survived college. She's the reason that I'm in the career field that I'm in. She is a huge inspiration to me.
What are you doing now? And where are you now?
Yeah, so I live in Rockledge, Florida. It's on the east coast of Florida. So we call it the Space Coast. It's by Cape Canaveral where we send up all the rockets. And so I am a physical therapist assistant. So I work with anywhere ages 10 to 100 years old, whatever we see. So I work with patients, you know, getting them back to play with their grandchildren, getting them back to sports, whatever it kind of is. And I think that it's just really cool work because I get to allow people to go back to doing their normal activities and just being able to live a better quality of life. And I get to help people on a day-to-day basis. So it's,
how was Janet an inspiration for you in the field that you're in now?
Yeah, she really just took me under her wing when I was there. She taught me a lot of things. She walked me through a lot of the procedures that she was doing on us and explained how they did. And I always kind of loved the medical field, and anatomy was my favorite subject. So she kind of fostered that environment. She taught a lot to me. She showed me the world. I almost went into athletic training and then I switched to physical therapy. But she really just instrumented that love and that nurture and really just taught me how important it is to help people and kind of be that light for people and to help them get to their normal and to do what they love.
Did you meet your husband at Auburn?
I did. Yes. We met at church. So we met at Cornerstone Church. We met through friends. So I had one of my teammates, Kelsey Thomason, went on a mission trip with one of my husband's friends. And so we kind of met mutually through them. And yeah, the rest was history.
What does your husband do for a living?
He is a rocket scientist, so he is a fluids engineer at the Space Center. So he helps manage the International Space Station, providing breathing air and oxygen and all that good stuff. There's a lot more that he does. I just don't really understand it.
What's your husband's name?
Joel Tomlin.
All right, let me read some of the accolades for Caitlin Atkinson Tomlin, okay? 9-time All-American, 3-time All-SEC, the 2016 SEC Gymnast of the Year, 3-time individual qualifier in NCAAs, 4-time SEC Academic Honor Roll, honoree, 2-time Scholastic All-American, member of that 2016 Regional Championship team, the region champion on floor as well. Of all of those, what are you most proud of those accolades? Or is there another that I haven't mentioned yet?
I'll give you my top three. My first one was becoming an All-American on balance beam. So my freshman year, as I mentioned earlier, I got hurt and I wasn't able to compete balance beam. So when we went back as a team, my junior year, I became an All-American on balance beam. So that was like my goal. I promised Jenny Rowland that I was going to be an All-American and I was her first All-American. So it was a really special, like, full circle moment. And then qualifying two Super Six finals as a team, that was just having been to nationals by myself and then doing it as a team and everything that we had been through the 2 years prior, it was such a surreal feeling. And then you got to know this one's coming. Beating Bama my senior year was the highlight of my career. It was, you know, we were so close so many times, and to finally get that win at my last dual meet against them was, there are no words still.
All right, let's go ahead and talk about that then. It's the first time in 37 years that Auburn had beaten Alabama. As you mentioned, there were many close calls for a number of years. I remember the night. My wife and I were there. We were sitting in the press section that night. And I remember that night, and I remember the crowd that night. Did you have an idea going in that night? Kind of take us through that week leading up. So many years that Auburn had never beaten Alabama. What was that week leading up to that Friday night like for you guys?
Yeah, so the week itself, just a normal week, going to the gym, train. We didn't talk a lot about the streak. We just kind of put our head down, did our work. Because in gymnastics, there's no defense. So you do what you can. So training that week was very normal, you know, the usual Iron Bowl hype that you're going to get. The morning of the meet, I woke up and I kind of felt, I was like, I feel like it's going to be a really good day. Like, I just feel like it's just going to be great. And I didn't say anything because I don't want to jinx it. You know, I just want to like let the moment play out. So, you know, we go through warmups. I think I didn't even have the best warmups that day. So I was a little bit stressed and like, oh my gosh, like this is the time to perform. And so we go through the meet and a lot of it is like a blur because it's just like you get in the zone and you almost like black out and you just do your routines. But I remember at one point through the meet, and I was one of the few who actually watched scores. So I knew how close the meet was back and forth. And I remember we were on floor and they were on beam. And I was like, man, how nice would it be if they just like made a little mess up, make our lives a little bit easier. And then I remember thinking, no, if we're going to beat them, we're going to beat them at their best and we're us at our best. And so I was watching the scores and, you know, of course, the back and forth and how close it was. And before I went, I didn't know what score I needed or how close because I didn't see the score before me. But I knew I had to do a good job. And so I just, you know, trusted my teammates the whole way through the meet. And then when it was my turn to go, because I was last to go, just trusted myself that I had done the preparation. You know, Jeff had coached us and prepared us the way that we were supposed to be ready. And, you know, just went out there and did a floor routine and hit it lights out and beat Bama.
War Eagle, it's a great day for Auburn Tigers to get vaccinated. Many children and adults that delayed vaccinations during the pandemic are still behind schedule. It's crucial that we take steps to get everyone back on track with their routine immunizations. Children and teens can still catch up on their vaccinations even if they start late. Make sure you and your family are all up to date on all recommended vaccines, including COVID-19 and flu. Let's all do our part to get back on track. Don't wait. Vaccinate. For more information, visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM.
You were the closer, right? I mean, you, and with that is the pressure.
Yeah.
And also the accolade that goes with that. So do you remember that floor routine? Can you take us through that floor routine? Because it did determine whether Auburn was going to beat Alabama for the first time in 37 years or not.
Between watching it and then recalling in my memory enough times, because I've watched it a few times, never gets old. And so I remember before I did my first pass, I think on my dance move, I kind of like wobbled a little bit and I was like, oh no, like get it together. And I did my first pass, nailed it. My middle pass was a little bit off actually, and I was able to kind of cover it and recover. And then my last pass, I just, you know, just settle in and do what you did. Almost kind of don't think and just do was a big motto for me with gymnastics. The more I thought, the more mistakes I might make. So just kind of go into autopilot, landed. And when I landed, I knew, like, I was like, I hit that. And so I think if you rewatch the video, you can see the excitement and just hearing Auburn Arena erupt as loud as it did. I think I said this the night of, or one of the interviews after, is you could feel the energy from inside the arena, and I'm pretty sure you could probably feel it from Opelika.
It was a memorable moment, not only for Auburn gymnastics, for Auburn athletics that night, because it had been such a long time. It is now happening, I don't know if regular, but it has almost become commonplace now. So what does that mean? That was the first time, and now Auburn, it's not a surprise for Auburn to beat Alabama in gymnastics.
Yeah, I think that one of the things when I came into Auburn is we weren't the best team. We weren't beating Bama. We weren't beating Georgia. We weren't beating LSU. And that was something that I wanted to do when I came in, was change the program and change the trajectory. And so by, you know, achieving that, we were so close and achieving that my senior year. And then now for them to, they beat them this year, and to have several wins against Bama, I think it's done the program what we hoped it to do and what we wanted it to do this whole time, is to excel and for Bama to have to worry when we compete against them and not say, well, we got this one. No, you better be on your A game because we're coming.
When did you develop that closer mentality for you? When did that occur? Do you recall when that occurred for you?
I think it started freshman year. I think I was last on a few events. And then I remember there was one time I used to, bars was not my favorite event, although I was good at it, it wasn't my favorite event. And I remember once I used to tell Kurt, just put me first so I can just do it and be done with it. And so we were playing with lineups one day, and it was after I had already competed in the last spot. And he put me third because he wanted to test some of the other girls and how they did in other spots and whatnot. And he put me in third, and I looked at him and I said, don't ever do that again. I want my spot back. Because it made me so nervous to not know what was happening after. It's kind of weird to say, but even I almost sometimes did better if there were mess ups, because I'm like, okay, let's go. Like, I just loved the pressure of it. You know, you just settle in, you just do what you know how to do. I thrived under the pressure. So a lot of times I did better, but just having that confidence of, okay, my team hit before I went, all I got to do is just another day in the park, or, okay, well, we had a mess up. Let's show and prove to my coaches why they put me in this spot and why I love this spot. And so by my senior year, I was sixth on all the events.
You were truly the closer then.
Yeah. And I loved it. I loved it. Especially being the last one on floor in Auburn Arena, or Neville Arena now. It was, you know, everyone, you know, it builds up. And then you get that big hype and it's like, that's what we finished the night on. Like, it felt really special, really cool.
That was kind of the first glimpse of the gymnastics and what has become a sellout every night for Auburn gymnastics. And you can't find a ticket. You can't find parking. I mean, it's everything that you want it to be. It really kind of started though, during your time at Auburn. Would you agree?
Andrew Thigpen is the one who started, and one of his friends, Fred, they started the gymnastics back whenever they were in the Coliseum still. And so one of my teammates, Megan Walker Thigpen, she is married to Andrew. Oddly enough, we were really good friends there. One of my best friends, I would say. And So they started it in the Coliseum, and then as it builds, they would go out and they would market for us. They would tell people, you know, go to the student center, hey, come to gymnastics. It's really cool. And so they were the ones who really started to get that student section. And then obviously with us doing our job and performing, the two combined, it was, you know, just kind of built that foundation. And now, like you said, it's hard to get in.
All right, let's go beyond the Alabama competition now, because that 2016 season was special, not just for that, although that is significant, with regard to the qualifying that season, a regional championship that season. You were the region champion on the floor. That, I mean, 2016, boy, that's a memorable year in the life and the career of Caitlin Atkinson Tomlin, right?
Yeah, it's pretty special.
Yeah. Take us through then from Alabama on now to the postseason SECs and being in the night competition at SECs and, of course, into the region championship as well.
Yeah, I think working up to the Bama meet, you know, we were just building and growing. And then once we kind of got that win under our belt, we always knew we could do it. But once you achieve it, you kind of just get that extra boost of confidence. And we're like, well, if we can do this, you know, Bama's won how many national championships? If we can beat them, then we can beat anybody. And so that was kind of our mentality is, you know, put your head down, do the work, stay in your bubble when it's time to compete and have fun. And we were pretty much unstoppable. And so we just kind of kept on riding and made it back to nationals. And, you know, it was just really cool to experience the team, like, grow together and the growth that we had from that first meet all the way through the end of the season. You know, we would have loved to have made Super Six again. But the way that we came together as a team, I think even when we didn't do our best at nationals, that was the core, is we had each other's backs when it mattered most, even if we weren't having our best day.
Caitlin, I've talked to a number of student athletes, men and women, on this podcast. And in talking with them, especially for those that have moved on, their college career is now over. Some say that they miss the competition the most, or game day or match night. Most everyone, though, says what they miss the most are those teammates. Now, and they may still have a group chat that they're together with all the time, but it's that camaraderie, that kinship that they felt when they were a student athlete at Auburn. What is it for you? What do you miss the most about your time as being a gymnast at Auburn University?
I think for me, competing. I loved competing. I loved putting on my sparkly leotard and my glitter in my hair and going out there and just representing the university. I love Auburn so much. Anyone that knows me knows that I love Auburn, like, through and through. And so I think just being able to, you know, I still rep it on a day-to-day basis, but being able to wear that sparkly AU across my chest, there's just no feeling like it. Just to be able to represent your university and to put it on a pedestal and show, while we're so amazing, not only are we phenomenal athletes, but we are phenomenal with our academics, that we're, you know, pursuing careers, that we are the true student athlete. And that was just really, really cool to me.
All right. With all of that in mind, and knowing how much you loved competing, that last time on that last rotation, what went through your mind knowing that that could be it as a competitor for you?
Yeah. So I knew before I did my last floor routine, I knew when we were on balance beam, we didn't have the best beam rotation. Like I said, I watched scores. I knew my last beam routine was my last beam routine, which that was the hardest for me because beam was my favorite event. So it was like my little baby. And so went up on beam and I just kind of let it all hang out and, you know, do everything, you know. I got to compete my beam dismount that got, because of the injury, got taken away from me. So I was able to train it about 2 weeks prior, and I hadn't done it in about a year. Compete in my double pike, and that moment was really special for me because it was like a very full circle, very much like I worked so hard for this skill. And although I couldn't do it for a few years, I was able to finish my career with that. And then we went to floor, and it was kind of like, well, you know, we kind of knew where it was going. You know, let's show them, let's have fun, let's show them who we are. Just because we might not qualify doesn't mean, like, it's not over till it's over. So let's still put on a show. And so going up, it was very emotional. I'm not the most emotional person, But senior year, you know, that last 14 in Auburn or Neville Arena, and then that last 14 of my career, I think I finished and it was just like instant tears. And it was just, you know, it's coming to an end and it's heartbreaking and it's great to start that next phase of your life. But you've worked, I worked 17 years for that moment. And, you know, it's over like that, but it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I want to wrap it up. And I like to ask this question. You've answered it a little bit already. I like to ask just what did and what does Auburn University mean to you, to your family, to you and your husband?
Auburn changed my life. It allowed me the opportunity to move away from home and grow up as a person and to be an individual. But it just, to me, it means family. It means support. It means unconditional love. It's just, it's always that family. You know, I met my husband there and he went there. So we share that, of course, that spirit. And to just, I don't know, Auburn is just so amazing. I'm just like, I could say a million things, but then I can't say anything because it's just so amazing. There are no words for how incredible and the impact it had on my life, the trajectory that it gave for my current career, you know, just All the good vibes.
Yeah. Well, again, congratulations on being inducted into the Tiger Trail in downtown Auburn. When we see your diamond downtown, we'll always think of you and your career at Auburn. And we certainly appreciate the time you spent with us today. War Eagle.
War Eagle. Thank you.
For Caitlin Atkinson Tomlin and the Talking Tigers podcast, brought to you by Alabama Public Health, I'm Andy Burcham. Be strong and be courageous. War Eagle.